All you really need is lists and folders. Once you know what you need to keep track of, covered in the previous chapter on processing, all you really need is lists and folders for reference and support materials. Your lists, which, as I've indicated, could also be items in folders, will keep track of projects and someday maybes, as well as the actions you'll need to take on your active open loops. Folders, digital or paper-based, will be required to hold your reference material and the support information for active projects. Lots of people have been making lists for years, but have never found the procedure to be particularly effective. There's rampant skepticism about systems as simple as the one I'm recommending. But most list makers haven't put the appropriate things on their list or have left them incomplete, which has kept the lists themselves from being very functional. Once you know what goes on the lists, however, things get much easier. Then you just need a way to manage them. As I've said, you shouldn't bother to create some external structuring of the priorities on your list that then you'll have to rearrange or rewrite as things change. Attempting to impose such scaffolding has been a big source of frustration in many people's organizing. You'll be prioritizing more intuitively as you see the whole list against quite a number of shifting variables. The list is just a way for you to keep track of the total inventory of active things to which you have made a commitment and to have that inventory available for review. When I refer to a list, keep in mind that I mean nothing more than a grouping of items with some similar characteristic. A list could look like one of three things. First, a file folder with separate paper notes for the items within the category. Second, an actual list on a titled piece of paper, often within a loose leaf organizer or planner. Or third, an inventory in a software program or on a digital assistant, such as Microsoft Outlook task categories or a category on a handheld PDA.